KZX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Some of the Democratic lawmakers who've left Texas to avoid a vote on a mid-decade redistricting are now in Illinois, and some are in New York, fighting the move that will give the Republicans likely five new seats in Texas. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has more on why.
People are basically disgusted. They're disgusted with this trampling of their basic human rights, rights that we've always cherished and fought for in this country. And that is precisely why New York has a strong interest in what is occurring almost across the country in Texas.
Governor Greg Abbott threatening to kick the Democrats out of the legislature if they don't return to Texas by this afternoon. Another round of Trump tariffs taking effect later this week. The new taxes kicking in for about 60 countries. Prices expected to rise as a result. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff expected to be in Moscow this week for talks on ending the war in Ukraine. Last week he was in Gaza, where humanitarian groups say continuing to block aid will result in famine. This is ABC News.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The newest lawsuit Wisconsin has joined against the Trump administration has now been filed in court. The state is part of dozens of these cases now challenging the federal government. This suit is over health care for trans kids. A week into his presidency, President Donald Trump signed an order restricting care for people under 19. Attorney General Josh Call says since then, the Department of Justice has subpoenaed providers, demanded private patient data, and suggested that providers could be charged with crimes. The lawsuit argues this order has no legal basis, and every National Medical Association says care is necessary for trans youth who face some of the highest suicide rates in the nation. 15 other states are part of this lawsuit. Meanwhile, we're waiting on more people to join the race for governor. One of the best-known political analysts has now weighed in. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
Larry Sabato has chimed in on the governor's race. The University of Virginia's Center for Politics crystal ball now rates the Wisconsin governor's race as a toss-up after Governor Tony Evers announced he's not running again. The open seat contest adds uncertainty, though Democrats have reason to be hopeful, like a recent big win in a state Supreme Court race. Democrat Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez has officially jumped in, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley says he's gearing up to join the race. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and businessman Bill Berrien have already declared their campaigns.
And hippie Christmas is upon us. Students are starting to pack up their apartments downtown, even though we're about 10 days away from moving day. Starting today, the Madison Streets Division will be doing extra collections near campus and in student neighborhoods. A majority of student leases end on August 15th, so we've got some time, but soon we'll have all kinds of futons and storage ottomans out on the curb. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers take on the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Atlanta, where the Brewers face the Braves. Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee against the Braves. Eric Fetty. The Brewers had to place Jacob Mizorowski on the 15-day IL over the weekend. The Miz still dealing with a severely bruised shin bone after getting hit with a ball during the Cubs game last week. The crew brought up Logan Henderson to start in their 14-3 win over the Nationals to complete a sweep. Outfielder Sal Frelick dealing with a knee injury Pat Murphy revealed over the weekend.
It's part of his meniscus. He's had surgery on it back in 19, and yeah, the doctors will have to tell you what they think. I mean, we got Churio down for a while. Now Sal, we don't exactly position player depth. We have some, but it's not as deep as we'd like, but yeah, let's keep rolling.
The Brewers remain in first place, two games ahead of the Cubs. NFL, the Packers have the day off. Tight end Tucker Kraft sat out family night with a groin injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
We are going to have more of that wildfire smoke from Canada today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high temperature generally in the upper 70s to low 80s here through the day today. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of WisconsinOlogy.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years, to let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor and producer of the Door Kinetic Arts Festival, Alan Kopischke, into the studio. Then Appleton Bookstore owner, Kaylin Bavink, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Okay, we know that. He is. But in a functioning democracy, he still would not be able to get away with this. But he's been able to get away with this because the House Republicans are complicit. He's been able to get away with this because Senate Republicans are complicit. But most importantly, the courts, especially the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Yeah, Jasmine Crockett. Speaking of sheroes, speaking of people that have won at court, speaking of America's sweetheart,
yes.
It's E. Jean Carroll. Good morning. We've been waiting for this moment, E. Jean. Thanks so much for coming on.
Stephanie, you know what, Stephanie? I dreamed about coming on this show all last night. I'd wake up, I'd be worried, am I going to miss the show with Stephanie? All night, I must have had 8 or 9 dreams about coming on your show. It was amazing. And now I'm on the show.
Yes. You've inspired so many of us. And, what a perfect time to talk to you. First of all, your book, Not My Type, One Woman Versus a President, is a must read. But just talk to us about how you're feeling. I know you tweeted, where's MAGA's brain? Whether Trump is or is not in the Epstein files makes no difference. Trump's in the court files, held liable by 2 federal juries for sexual assault and defamation and being made to pay $83 million. Eugene, how are you feeling about all of this? When you won, you got a conviction.
Stephanie, I feel fabulous. All I have to do is I have that knot of joy with me ever since the first jury came back and said, he's liable. He sexually assaulted you and he defamed you. And I have been happy since that moment. Then I became happier with the second trial when he was made to pay those enormous damages. So although I had this really great knot of joy in me, I'm a little disturbed, that MAGA does not seem to know that he has been accused, President Trump has been accused by some say it's 16 women, some say 23, some say 29, say 8. And they just have, Stephanie, let me ask you, do you think they don't know it because their news feeds, they don't receive the news?
Yeah.
Or do they know it, Stephanie, and they just ignore it?
Well, it's clearly a cult that they believe, I guess, just what he says. But I have to wonder how you feel, because I always said, like, thank God you had the wherewithal and the, to be able to fight this. These were children. These were children that were raped in the Epstein thing. I mean, but the fact that America elected someone who is we can say adjudicated rapist without having to say allegedly, okay. because a judge adjudicated what happened to you was rape, essentially.
Well, the jury found that he sexually abused me.
Right.
Then Judge Kaplan wrote a 35-page paper explaining that, in the common parlance, yes, New York, 70 since, has changed their law. New York changed their, New York State changed their law after the trial.
Yeah.
So it's concerning because women have been degraded throughout the country. We've lost our prestige. Women are no longer held. I mean, we crawled and scraped and we finally got something close to equality, and now we've been thrown backwards.
Yeah.
And Epstein thing is the pure and 100% truth and proof that women are not considered at all.
If we believe, we don't need a list or a file. You're right. If we just believe women, you don't need to talk to the Ghislaine Maxwell, the child rapist. You need to talk to the women, the victims. I mean,
it's astonishing. You don't have to believe all women. I don't believe all women. Do you believe all women?
Well, no. I mean, you know what I'm saying. There is a overwhelming body of evidence against Donald Trump, including your claim. I mean, and let me just say, by the way, a federal appeals court will not reconsider its ruling upholding a $5 million civil judgment against Trump in the civil lawsuit in your case. So you've just won time after time, haven't you?
Yeah, he keeps losing.
Yes.
losing. One of the reasons he keeps losing so massively is I have one of the great lawyers that has ever spoken in a courtroom, Robbie Kaplan.
Yeah.
And a terrific team. And, you know, he can't win against us because, Stephanie, he is a criminal.
Are you implying that Alina Haba is not a good lawyer, Eugene? Is that what...
Alina Haba, the beauteous Alina Haba Esquire. Now, don't sell her short. She is one of the smartest women I have ever met. She, I know, she didn't know diddly squat about the law, but she got him elected.
Yeah.
Remember,
yeah.
Vice president of his PAC. She got him elected, so she knows what she's doing. She didn't know it in a courtroom. But,
So they just tried to fire her right in Jersey, and he just, like, reinstalled her, basically. I mean, they're... He's not playing, but I mean, apparently no laws apply to him. So let's talk about what a big deal you are, because I think people, by the way, my connection to you, you were a writer on SNL, so you must have known my friend Ann Beats, who's one of the...
Yeah, the great Ann Beats.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a firestorm, Ann Beats. Yes.
Yeah. She was my Bella, our little associate producer. She was her screenwriting professor in college not too long ago.
Was, yeah.
But she was the executive producer of my late night show. But you were, you know, the glory days of SNL.
I remember the night your late night show debuted, Stephanie.
It was one of
the great moments. It was one of the great moments. You came out. I thought you'd kill. You were the first woman to come on and be on late night, and boom, you took them by storm. I have no idea why you're not still on late night.
Yeah, well, boom is the word. Now, Eugene, and you know, now here we are with, you know, Colbert getting canceled, who's the number one show in late night. You know how hard that is to achieve, right? And how are you feeling about this, you know, I don't know, North Korean phase that we're moving into and people capitulating to Trump?
Stephanie, we're going to turn it around.
Yep.
We're going to turn it around. Democrats are a little moral. Yes, I know. Stephanie, may I let the dog in?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
We pause now while Eugene Carroll.
Hang on.
We'll just everybody. I'm just enjoying her whole decor.
Yeah. Look
at all the fabulous knickknacks, everybody. Oh, wait, and the dog's right there. Can she see the dog? Oh, there's two dogs.
There are two dogs.
It's another dog.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
She asked me if it'd be okay to have the dogs in the room, and I said, yeah, we have the dogs in the room here, so why not?
Can I just say you are eccentric you are eccentric and delightful. You are wacky, a gal after my own heart.
Thank you.
Okay.
Aunt Stephanie is on the radio. We are talking to Aunt
thing. We're talking now.
Yeah. Okay, so.
So yeah. Now, all right, hang on. I was still in your big deal, which, because so people don't, you know, the youngins like Bella might not know. Your Elle Advice columnist, Ask E. Jean, it ran 27 years. That's the longest running advice column ever. Suck it, yeah. Dear Abby. Just suck it. You were Times Magazine's 100 Most Influential People of 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I don't even know what an influencer is. I have no idea what
it is. It's what the kids are calling it now. I don't know.
Okay. So that, yes. The one of the things that astounds me, Stephanie, is the book that I wrote about the two trials is funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I have the, and you mentioned Saturday Night Live. I have a scene in there, in the book, after Joe Tacopina, the great criminal defense lawyer, ripping me to shreds. And he finds out I wrote a sketch on Saturday Night Live similar to the thing that happened at Bergdorf's.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And here's how bad their research was. He said, you were a writer on Saturday Night Live? I said, yes. He said, and you wrote a sketch on Saturday Night Live about this, about a man in his underwear? I said, yes. That's how little research the Trump team did. They didn't know. Anyway, I was the worst writer on Saturday Night Live. The ambience was like up here. I was
that's
the worst.
Not true.
I
all
was
right.
The worst. There were bad writers on Saturday Night Live.
You know how bad my writing is? We just call them taco penis because we're really immature and that's the best joke we can do
that's,
here.
That's good. Exactly.
Yeah. So now, evidence that wasn't submitted during the trial included a conversation Trump had with Epstein immediately after sexually assaulting you in the dressing room. That's in your book. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. It was amazing. It was Michael Wolff wrote in his book, Too Famous. Michael Wolff's the journalist.
Yeah, yeah. We've had him on, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. You have had him on. He's done many, many, many hours of tapes with Epstein.
Right.
Probably more hours of tapes with Epstein than anybody else. And one of the things on his tape was he has Epstein talking with a friend on the phone, telling him about running into Trump very soon after the Bergdorf incident, and Trump, quote, regaling him with details about the attack. And we didn't enter as evidence. It was just saying the word Epstein in front of a jury would have been so prejudicial. We knew that Judge Kaplan wouldn't allow it in. But it is in a stark, stark bit of evidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That first of all, it happened. And second of all, how good of friends Trump and Epstein.
They were
like this.
I mean, what is your take on the mainstream media and how we got here? That this Epstein story's been out there, as you say, with Michael Wolff. None of his timeline lines up. This has been out there forever. Now,
Stephanie, you are part of the, some of the great media is bending the knee, bending the knee to Trump. ABC, CBS, they make me sick. Their worms are crawling to Trump. However, independent journalists like you and your show and independent journalists across the country, man, we're not staying silent. We're not saying that, you know, are you on Substack? All the people on Substack, look. Individual journalists are rising up and taking over. We don't need CBS. We don't need ABC. We need journalists like you and me and, you know, our friends. So I think...
You're so sweet. I've been called a lot of things, but never a journalist. But thank you. Thank you for that.
Stephanie, you're doing journalists. How many headlines have you done today?
Well, we actually are saying that the comedians, I mean, that's why they want to shut down all the late-night shows, because they're doing better journalism than most of the mainstream media.
Yes, because they get right to the truth.
Exactly.
They pull punches. Yes.
Did you see South Park? What did you think of the South Park?
Dude, if I had a bottle of champagne, I'd send it to your house so we could toast. I mean, really.
I hate to be indelicate, but how accurate was the depiction of Trump's...
Oh, stop it!
Lack of manhood. I feel like I'm one of the only ones that kept pointing out.
I can tell you that I couldn't tell. I knew it was in. I didn't. I couldn't. I couldn't.
No. That was See, I feel like I was the only one, and the only journalist that kept pointing out it's only because you couldn't tell if it was his tiny, Cheeto finger or penis that was. Right.
Stephanie, it's in the court transcript.
Yes, I know it is. Yeah. Yes. See, that's why I'm not being dirty.
It's in the public record.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, the court, when I wrote the book, I had, thousands of pages of court transcript, and trust me, some of the funniest writing you have ever heard in life. All you have to do is read the court transcript. It's like Jonathan Swift. It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, no, and I also made the serious point that it shouldn't matter what you were penetrated with against your will. To me, that's rape, and so anyway.
Well, we passed that law in New York.
Yeah.
We passed that law.
Yeah. All I know is if you come out here to L.A. or I go to New York, we're drinking something and talking some, major smack about a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
And then have one of your hats. And
yes.
And we'll have our hats.
Yes.
And then we'll be doing, yes. That's
all right.
That's a good plan. That's a good plan.
I am so happy to finally get to talk to you. I know way back when we couldn't because the case was still ongoing, but please come back anytime. You are just you are a hero to so many, and you inspire the fighters to be a fighter. Don't be a folder. Be an E. Jean Carroll, not a CBS.
Wow.
All right.
No, we can't take any more Eugene Carrolls. This is
all right. Well,
no. Let's have more.
You're too eccentric to have more than one of you. You're just delightful.
Yes.
You are a delightful little minx. No. All right. We love you, Eugene Carroll. See you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Eugene. Adios, Stephanie.
Bye.
Adios. Bye. How adorable is she?
Yes.
Oh, I want to squish her. Okay, 21. I want to squish her and hug her and squeeze her. 21 minutes after the hour. And might stop me when it gets weird.
Yes.
This portion of the show brought to you by a fighter, not a folder.
That's
Credo
right.
Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company. Yeah. You don't want the bendy knee-y people.
Nope.
The bendy knee-y, kissy ringy.
Nope.
Yeah. Credo Mobile Progressive Phone Company. They have donated to, you name it, ACLU, all the people fighting the good fight, Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, on and on. Now more than ever, these progressive nonprofits need our help. When you join Credo, you get a great phone company, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You bring your current phone, your current number, and you switch on over. It's a smart, easy way to make a big difference. And Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Get lots of sleep. Tomorrow, we will all be risking our lives for freedom.
Well, I am here with Peter Galluli, the CEO of The Wellness Company. This is a very exciting. I just filled out my form, Peter. I'm so excited. Tell us about The Wellness Company.
So we are a 50-state telemedicine company. We're the fastest growing one in America. We've only been around 3 years, and we've helped over 1 million Americans so far address their health and wellness needs. And we offer everything from doctor-designed supplements to our medical emergency kits, which have kind of taken the country by storm. I think a lot of people after COVID really thought it was time that they should take their health into their own hands and be more proactive when it comes to addressing sickness in advance. So we've really enabled them to do that by allowing them to have all these prescription life-saving medications in their medicine cabinet right at home. So you don't need to go wait in an urgent care or lie up in bed for a week next time you get sick. So the medical emergency kits, we have 7 different varieties right now for all different scenarios in life. First aid, travel, kids. But our number one seller is just our blue medical emergency kit. It is a prescription pack that has antivirals, antiparasitics, and antibacterials. Some of those common medications that you know you'll need, amoxicillin, ivermectin, fluconazole. There's 8 prescriptions in total in that kit, and it covers over 30 conditions. Additionally, we also have a guidebook that our doctors have written. It's about 40 pages. It gives you instructions on safe use. So if you do get sick and you can't get in touch with a doctor, you have a way to look up your condition and help yourself with dosage instructions in case you don't recall.
So right now, special $45 discount just for my audience, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Don't forget that promo code is Stephanie, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, any parting thoughts?
I just hope that more Americans take this message to heart. You can save so much money and honestly the stress by taking your health into your own hands. And I think if there's one thing that we learned from the last pandemic, it's that you only can rely on yourself. and we really help you do that.
Peter Galluli, and it's urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, thanks so much. Well, do you know anyone who wears a CPAP mask at night? I mean, it looks like a horror film, right? Air hoses strapped to your face all night. Without it, breathing is disrupted. You can be at higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, premature death. If you snore now, you're at heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. Now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is at ZPA. It's the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. Don't be fooled by imitators. ZPA was proven in a 600-patient clinical trial. With over 500,000 units sold, ZPA is the stop snoring device I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. This may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now. ZPA, that's happy Z spelled backward. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com. The promo code is SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at ZPA.com.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur, great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve, instant ramen bar, and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrins.com or stop by today.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
You walk in LA?
I do.
I do too.
Everywhere. Not even sure it's legal, but I do all my errands. I walk. Okay. Yeah, I was mentioning about, you know, using your white privilege, because I said, you know, I'm not going to get snatched if I go to Home Depot. And Right. Can I just say, by law, as a lesbian, I'm required to go to Home Depot. So that's good that I can use my white privilege to protect others.
You should get a pickup truck if you're going to Home Depot, though.
No, I go to the little neighborhood hardwood store to support them. I don't do the big... Okay, all right, we're still getting over how delightfully, eccentrically wacky...
I love her so much. I've been a fan of her...
Bon vivant, right. Jean Carroll is. She is just fabulous.
I've been a
She's
fan
fabulous.
Of her since the America's Talking Network, which is what MSNBC became.
Yeah.
She had a show on that.
Yeah,
on
yeah, there, and I remember.
Like, I love her.
I remember. Yeah. She was the one that... my late night show. She was the one watching my late night TV show.
She was
Thought it was going to be a big hit. Oh, well, her psychic powers,
boom.
Maybe not, but otherwise, she's fabulous. It did go boom. It sure did.
In a way.
Went boom in the night.
I need to show Bella clips of your
late night show. No! I think my sitcom appearance this morning that we've already played is quite enough of me.
No!
I'm not a fan. Okay, Tom Hartman. I'm a fan of his.
Yes.
Next.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration, a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important, and little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council. If you talk, your
name will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you.
You can do it if you try.
At the karaoke bar, Greg shows the telltale signs of being wasted. First off, he's in a karaoke bar. Next, he tells the waitress she can be his backup singer. Greg asks his buddy if he met his backup singer. He takes another shot and realizes he's not sitting with his buddy. Then he spends an hour searching for the perfect song in the food menu. On stage, he can't read the lyrics on the monitor. He explains to everyone that he can't read gobbledygook. Greg decides to freestyle rap. He keeps repeating the line, "I don't read no gobbledygook, boy." The power is cut, and Greg offers to sign autographs out back.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive, but what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hello, I'm here to see the apartment.
Boy, this place is nice.
Hi there.
Oh my goodness, he's black.
How many square feet is it?
Oh, it's perfect. Look at that natural light.
It's 1,000.
I can't rent to him. He probably doesn't even have a job.
What kind of deposit will you need?
I can't wait to move in.
Actually, well, whew.
Go ahead. Say it. He'll never know.
Is something wrong?
What's going on here?
Oh, my. I forgot. This apartment's been rented.
There. That wasn't so bad.
It has. Why are you showing it to me, then?
She's totally lying. I don't believe this.
I'm terribly sorry. My mistake.
That was easy. He'll never know.
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
Bad news, fire the guy who delivered the news. I think that's sensible policy. Look, the bottom line is, I'm laughing, but this is very serious. In order for Congress and the White House to make good policy decisions, you need to have good information. And sometimes the information is positive, you're happy, sometimes it's not. But you need to know the truth.
Thank you. Look, we're having breakfast with Bernie. And also, yes, this guy. It's America's Tom Hartman, everybody. Good morning,
yeah,
America. Good morning, America's Tom Hartman.
Hey,
hi.
Hey, everybody. Good morning, Steph. Chris.
Author of Last American President, A Broken Man, A Corrupt Party, and A World on the Brink. Perfect title, my friend.
Yeah, I think so. He is a broken man. The party is corrupt. The world is on the brink. And he's claiming he may well be the last American president. You know, you'll never have to vote again if you vote for me. So,
Tom,
yeah, I think it's a timely book.
Even you and I that have been marinating in this stuff for years, Tom, could you have imagined he would destroy everything he's destroyed inside of 6 months?
No. And we really have. I mean, you know, I went door to door with my dad for your dad as vice president back in the day. And I realize you were.
Thanks for your help. It didn't really seem to help much, Tom. But thanks.
Yeah, not yet born, but it was. The long arc of American history is you know, I never thought that we'd get to this point. I really never did. I didn't. You know, even when Trump was elected the second time, I didn't think he would go this far this fast.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've been warning about it, but I just didn't think that they would let him, frankly,
That say we're overreacting. I feel like we're underreacting.
I mean, agree.
You said democracy doesn't die with tanks rolling down Pennsylvania Avenue. It dies with a smile, a catchphrase, and a promise that only one man can fix what's broken. I mean, I was saying, like, North Korea's got to be laughing at us at this point. I mean, with the latest, what Bernie was just talking about, fire. You know, you don't like the jobs numbers, so fire.
Wasn't that where he got Carolyn Levin?
Yeah. From North Korea.
Was she Kim's boyfriend before she married that old guy?
Now, I know you've probably written 7 books since I got this pitch for this book, but anyway, in The Last American President, Hartman connects the dots others may have missed, from Fred Trump's toxic parenting to Project 2025's blueprint for permanent minority rule, from Vladimir Putin's playbook to the climate crisis that threatens civilization itself. Every thread weaves together into a terrifying tapestry. The systematic destruction of American democracy. Doesn't Trump say he does the weave? Tom Hartman does the weave. Tom Hartman invented the weave, people. But it just, talk to us about, I skipped down to your last point. What do we do now? The steps we must take to mitigate the damage Trump leaves in his wake. I feel like, oh my God, how long is it going to take to repair what he's done in 6 months?
Yeah, well, I finished writing that book about 3 months ago, and you know, because it doesn't come out for another month,
right?
Although it's available for pre-order right now, so much, you know, there's even been new stuff since then. I mean, you know, it's really quite astonishing. Obviously, you know, we have a political party that has gone down the rabbit hole. It has followed a psychopath down the, into. And it's no longer a legitimate political party. It's a cult.
Yeah.
You know, and they're all terrified of Trump, and they're all terrified of Trump voters. And you've got even judges now are terrified. And you know, I mean, literally, Trump followers are calling judges and ordering pizzas to their houses after that. You know, one Trump judge, her son answered the door for pizza delivery, and the guy shot him dead. You know, and then wounded her husband. And so now you've got hundreds of judges, or I don't know if it's hundreds, but many judges who have pissed off Trump, who are having pizzas delivered in the middle of the night to, like, their family members, to their kids, their grandkids, as, by way of, you know, instilling terror. So this is not how normal political parties function. This is not how the followers of this is Klan stuff from the late 1900 or late 19th century, early, you know, late 1800s, early 20th century. This is how the Klan operated, and it's like the Klan has, you know, changed names or something and taken over the GOP. It's nuts.
So we just hung up with E. Jean Carroll, and I mean, we elected an adjudicated rapist. So I mean, what grabbed me is when they pitched you, they said why Trump Epstein saga may be the downfall of MAGA. I'm like, yes, please. We want Tom anytime, but that we definitely want to talk about.
Yeah.
Do you think this, because you and I are like, okay, finally, you know, you're going to pay attention. I mean, but this Epstein thing does seem to be different, doesn't it? In that his base does not seem to be buying this unbelievably clumsy cover-up.
Well, by definition, a cult is a group of people who believe something, and typically a follower who preaches that something, which is not real. You know, which is arguably why some people classify some churches as cults. But let's not get into that argument.
Yeah.
But, you know, Trump and Fox News have created an unreal world. You know, a world where trickle-down economics actually makes, you know, average people wealthy. A world where unions steal from their workers and don't help workers. A world where there's no climate change. A world where banksters get away with trillion-dollar ripoffs and not a single one goes to jail or even gets indicted. You know, a world where corruption, where the president taking a $400 million bribe from Qatar and then granting them all kinds of political and military favors is just fine. I mean, they have created this unreality, and the GOP has fallen into it. And so, you know, the challenge that we face now is, how do you break a cult? How do people break out of a cult?
You write, many Trump supporters have spent years emotionally and socially invested in his mythos, believing him to be a brilliant, competent, upstanding man with the best interests of the working class at heart. They've merged, in a sense, their own sense of self with the persona of Trump they've seen, heard, and internalized from within the carefully controlled right-wing information bubble. I mean...
Yeah.
Talk about, you said his efforts to squelch the conversation, strong-arm the press, and his threats to reporters who ask Epstein questions may work. More concerning, if cornered, Trump may decide to do something truly risky, something that could crash the economy or lead the nation to war to change the subject. Well, we already saw from the jobs numbers he's crashing the economy. He's waving nukes around to distract from the Epstein.
Yeah, well,
we're already here.
That's where I was going with that way too long answer before. Which is that, you know, the basis of this cult is a bunch of conspiracy theories. Obama, you know, it was actually born in Kenya, and there's this international web of pedophiles who are, you know, and Bill Clinton and Bill Gates are the leaders of it, you know, et cetera, the Hillary Clinton, et cetera. And Trump really, I mean, he kind of got elected based on that. He pushed this stuff. This is QAnon stuff, and he pushed it really, really hard. And his followers have been pushing it really hard. So they're primed to believe that there's, you know, the Jeffrey Epstein, you know, I mean, Prince Andrew, for God's sake, the president of the United States, that Epstein was at the center of this thing. And when it gets blown open, it's going to destroy the Democratic Party. They believe this.
Yeah.
And so now that Trump is trying to say, no, we're not going to blow it open, they're like, what the hell? You know,
you've been
telling us this for 10 years.
Yeah. You say his ability to survive the Epstein saga will depend on what comes out that his base may consider credible. Original videotapes or photos that are clearly not doctored. First person testimony.
Right.
I mean, well, Ghislaine Maxwell, you mentioned. But I mean, clearly you don't get moved to a cushier prison unless you're saying things that people want to hear. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. She is the first step. I mean, well, not the first step in the cover up. The first step was Pam Bondi. Burying everything and Dan Bongino, you know, who used to be a regular on my program, by the way. We used to debate all the time. And Cash Patel, Dan is not a terrible person. He's just politically terrible. But you know, kind of just all of them decided that they were going to participate in the cover up, and you know, it's not going to go well for them.
Yeah.
But I do think that they probably have destroyed the videos. Although this quote that was attributed to Medvedev over the weekend, some people claim to have debunked it. Other people claim, no, it's real.
Yeah.
So I can't say
him
for
sure. Talking
about
foreign intelligence services having video.
Yeah, he said, he, according to the press, he said, you know, Medvedev, who is the number two guy in Russia and the former president under Putin, you know, said that Donald Trump knows that Mossad is not the only one that has the videotapes of his indiscretions. And, you know, they may be talking about the Epstein videotapes. And if Mossad has them, and if the KGB has them, and that explains a lot for why Trump lets Netanyahu get away with anything and does exactly what Putin tells him to do.
Yeah. Yeah. But we'll see. I mean, I guess, you know, for now, it feels like this is, I mean, if you look at polling, Tom, this is not, I mean, what do 80-something percent of Americans agree on anything on, and they want the Epstein files released?
Yeah.
But you're right.
Yeah,
I mean, he's certainly destroyed evidence before, so you're right. Like, we don't know what we're actually going to end up seeing, do we?
Although, you know, there's two big questions here. One, what's this going to do to his base? And the other, what's it going to do to the people in the center who actually decide elections?
Yeah.
And it appears not to be impacting his base. His numbers with the Republican Party have gone from like 91% down to 89%. That's not that, you know, that's within the margin of error. But his numbers with unaffiliated voters, which are the people who typically decide elections, so-called swing voters, that one-third of America who are neither Democrats nor Republicans, those are collapsing. And yeah. And you're seeing that in the larger, you know, the macro national numbers like you were just quoting.
Tom.
And so I don't think this bodes well for Trump. Yeah. Whether it bodes well for other Republicans is a whole other question.
Yeah, his polling is a disaster. Kamala Harris said the thing she didn't see coming was the capitulation. And I have to ask you, I mean, this is why, honestly, you're one of the people that inspires me. You know, like we all try to hold each other up because, again, it's the history of this time is going to be the fighters or the folders, right? Yeah. I mean, I keep asking, why are you, if somebody capitulating to such a weak president? Look at his polling. Look at his, I mean, he is at his weakest. Look at this Epstein thing.
Yeah.
Like, why do you think all the capitulation? I mean, it's E. Jean Carroll is a fighter, you know? She's inspired people. She fought and she won.
Yeah. Well, the big and we're starting to see Democrats come out and speak out in ways that are inspiring. Actually, J.B. Pritzker is at the front of that list for me right now.
Yep, me too.
And I'm guessing you've been talking about that this morning. You know, his accepting those guys from Texas, but the question in my mind is, where are the patriots in the Republican Party? I mean, we faced a tyrant in 1776, and we fought a war against that tyrant, and we won, and we became a far more progressive country, than we were under the king. Then we faced the literal end of democracy in the mid-1850s in the South, where the oligarchs took over. They literally shut down every newspaper that didn't support them. They imprisoned editors. They imprisoned their political opponents. They rigged all the. It was literally by 1856. There was no more democracy in the Southern states and the Confederate states. It was full-blown fascist oligarchy, and we fought that. And I mean, it cost us 700,000 people, but we beat that.
Yeah.
And then we beat the fascists in World War II.
Yeah.
So now we've got the fascists in the friggin' White House. What, you know? And where are the Republicans? They were at the forefront. I mean, Lincoln was a Republican.
Yeah.
You know, FDR wasn't a Republican, but the Republican, you know, Eisenhower was. He became our next Republican president, and he led the D-Day invasion.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Where are the Republicans? We just need five Republicans in the House, five or six Republicans in the House, and three or four in the Senate.
Yeah.
And this whole thing could just, you know, we could wake up out of this national
nightmare.
Well,
as a little Goldwater Miller door knocker, we should point out that Goldwater is the one that went to Nixon and said, "You're a crook. You got to go."
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. Your dad and my dad would never have stood for this, Stephanie.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom. So you talk about what's is happening in Texas. Boy, the cheating is all out in the open now, right? And this is why we keep saying Democrats have got to fight fire with fire. My governor, Gavin Newsom, just said, we're going to make all 52 districts. You know, and to me, that's the way we got to fight now. I keep using what is the movie I keep thinking of? You know, if they send one of ours to the
Untouchables.
To the hospital,
we
got to send theirs to the morgue, politically speaking, right? Because that leads me to, we keep saying this all the time, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but... I know you have questions about 2024, and I think a lot of us do, based on a lot of things that have been said and have happened since then, and now they're just out in the open about trying to cheat every way they can. What do you think happened in 2024, and how did we allow it to happen if it did?
Well, Greg Palast did the math, and if you haven't had him on your program about this, I encourage it. Although I think you have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he did the math using the federal statistics, using actual government numbers, and found that roughly 4.2 million people were denied the right to vote. Either they were purged from the polls inappropriately and wrongly, or their vote was not counted because it was challenged. You know, and they were given provisional ballots, or their mail-in ballot was challenged by Republican pollsters.
Yeah, like they just did in North Carolina, my sister's state. They're just sore losers. They just, you know.
Exactly. And what Palast points out is that if those 4.2 and he knows where they are and who they are, you know, he had over 300,000 of them in Georgia that they just ran the list, and these people had not moved. You know, I mean, he ran it against the Amazon list. And he said if those people had been allowed to vote, not only would several red states now be blue states, Georgia at the top of that list, but we would have a Democratic president, a Democratic House, and a Democratic Senate. What happened in 2024 was voter suppression, and the Democrats are so far behind. I mean, it was just last week on my program that Mark Pocan came out and said, yeah, Democrats should be purging Republicans in blue states, you know, yeah. just to raise enough hell to turn it into a national issue so that we can all agree that we should all stop it.
Right.
Because right now, only Republicans are doing it.
Right.
Democrats should be gerrymandering
yep.
in these states. Now, that's you know, a more popular one than the purging one. I mean, I'm on the fringe with the purging one. But now you got J.B. Pritzker and your yeah. governor there, Newsom, talking about, you know, yeah, let's gerrymander the hell out of these states.
And
you've got to fight with fire with fire.
Agreed. Agreed, Tom. And I just
roll over.
My last question, just you right here, admitting betrayal or deception requires admitting they were wrong, which comes also with deep psychological costs. This accounts for the anguish and conflict we're seeing among the Trump base. I mean,
yeah.
at the end of the day, that may people just don't like to admit they were wrong, do they? Or that they were duped or tricked or lied to.
It's very true. And, you know, if you believe something to be true, you look for things to reinforce that belief and you reject things that contradict it. And that aspect of human nature is one of the reasons why this media strategy that came out of the Powell Doctrine, the Powell Memo in 1971, that really swept America in the 1980s when Reagan ended the Fairness Doctrine and then Clinton in 96 ended the limits on how many stations, radio, television, and newspapers could be owned by an individual or a corporation. And suddenly we have, you know, 1,500 right-wing radio stations and 3 right-wing television networks. And their whole strategy was whoever indoctrinates them first probably indoctrinates them for life, particularly if you can get young people. And that's
yeah.
why they pour so much money into Charlie Kirk and operations
right.
like his.
Okay.
And
this is
and
why it
was,
is critical that you support the Tom Hartman program on
yes.
all of these outlets that
and
you
the
hear.
Stephanie
my show.
Miller show yeah.
There you go. And The Last American President is the newest book. Tom Hartman is a must read for
yes.
those of you.
And a must listen.
Yes. Well, that's what I said. Yeah.
Thank you
we
so
love
much.
You, Tom. See you next time.
We love you, too.
All right. There
thanks,
he goes.
Tom.
The Tom Hartman.
Yes.
51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by FERF, speaking of fighters,
yep.
Freedom From Religion Foundation, fighting back, not a folder, right? They are fighting, you know, Bible verses in biology, Ten Commandments on the classroom wall, school chaplains instead of counselors. It is a full-on religious takeover of public education funded by your tax dollars. He's no bueno.
No.
Yeah. Okay. That's because I studied Spanish in school. See?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even Catholic school.
Yes.
See? Okay.
I get it.
All right. They protect kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education facts, actual freedom of religion, and freedom of and from religion,
uh-huh.
it's time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name Miller to 511-511. That's my last name Miller to 511-511 or FFRF.us/school. Data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm just like any modern woman, trying to have it all. Loving husband, a family. It's just I wish I had more time to seek out the dark forces and join their hellish crusade.
You know those brutal summer nights, tossing, turning, flipping the pillow, trying to find that cool spot? I've been there. That's exactly why I switched to Cozy Earth Sheets. They're made from viscose from bamboo, and they're designed to naturally wick away heat and moisture, helping your body stay several degrees cooler at night. I didn't realize how much a difference that makes till I tried them. Studies show that when your body sleeps cooler, it releases more melatonin, so you fall asleep faster, sleep deeper, and wake up feeling actually rested. Plus, cooler sleep can even help you regulate your mood. Cozy Earth completely transformed my 5 to 9, that time that matters most. And with their 100-night sleep trial, you've got nothing to lose. Test them out during the hottest nights of the year, and if you don't love them, send them back. But trust me, you will not want to. Upgrade your summer. Go to CozyEarth.com, use my code Stephanie, and save up to 40% on temperature-regulating sheets, apparel, and more. That is CozyEarth.com. Don't forget that code is Stephanie. Sleep cooler, lounge lighter, stay cozy. CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, And just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock, HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Believe it or not, we're only a few weeks away now from the start of the school year, and when it comes time to sign up for extracurriculars, families should know that activities have a positive impact on kids' mental health, as long as there aren't too many. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health detailed the connections between extracurricular activities and youth mental health in its most recent fact sheet, finding that kids who participate in extracurriculars such as lessons, sports, after-school clubs, or community service tend to have better mental health. Extracurriculars are organized activities that teach important life skills like teamwork, interpersonal communication, and stress management, which in turn bolster kids' well-being and improve their lifetime outcomes. Linda Hall, director of the Office of Children's Mental Health, says, quote, "Extracurriculars also increase belonging, which is essential to mental well-being," end quote. Historically, many students have been involved in school activities like band, theater, and student government, as well as sports. Students also join after-school clubs or take lessons in their community. Regardless of where the activity takes place, extracurriculars are known to help kids create strong bonds with their peers, develop conflict resolution skills, and be more engaged with school.
Meanwhile, local organizations are collecting school supplies for families in need before the semester starts. Goodman Community Center will give supplies to 750 students in a few weeks, and they could use more donations. The Lucier Community Education Center will give supplies to 300 kids. And starting today, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Dane County will provide supplies for 500 local kids. They're also accepting donations. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wildfire smoke still lingers, creating a hazy sunshine today with dry conditions. High temperatures scrape the low 80s. Winds are barely moving out of the north, and tonight we'll see a few clouds filtering in. Overnight lows drop to about 60. Tomorrow, we stay sunny and highs still hit the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us Monday for an important show. Measles is on the rise. Vaccinations are down. We talk to the folks at Wisconsin Watch what that means for you.
A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor and producer of the Door Kinetic Arts Festival, Alan Kopischke, into the studio. Then Appleton Bookstore owner, Kaylin Bavink, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The John and Gordy Show.
Beef has always
it's been so expensive. I've never been able to buy beef. Never.
The last couple of years.
Just ground beef, maybe. That's it. And every once in a while, I promise my kids who are Gen Zers that one day they will taste beef. I'll treat them to some beef one of these days.
Yeah, once a year, you bring out the grill and get some hamburgers going.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is threatening to kick state Democrats out of the legislature if they don't return and vote this afternoon on the new redistricting that will likely hand the Republicans five extra seats in Congress. State Representative Mahela Plessa is one of the lawmakers who went to New York overnight rather than vote on it.
The fight isn't just about lines on a map. It's about lives on the line. That's why we're here. That's why we're fighting. It's about democracy.
Other Texas Democrats went to Illinois. Thousands of workers at three Midwest manufacturing plants where Boeing makes military aircraft are now off the job. They went on strike, rejecting the company's four-year offer. Two people killed, total of eight shot at a music festival after party in Los Angeles. Trains have been canceled, parks closed as a potentially dangerous windstorm moves through northern Britain. All of it happening amid the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, one of Scotland's largest tourist attractions. This is ABC News.